I'm sure you know that Lent starts this week. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. So we're on the threshold of the great season of conversion and preparation. It's not that we have started already. We're just looking through the door. We're preparing for the journey, looking forward to where we will go. And we can take today's readings as instructions for how to proceed into Lent. The readings today tell us something about making judgments, about how we see and speak about others, and especially about how we see ourselves. I remember reading this story about a man who heard that there was a famous artist in the city, and he decided to go to visit this artist's studio. And when he arrived there, he went into the studio, he found the artist cleaning his brushes on an old piece of canvas. And the visitor just took one look at that ugly mess, and he walked out. Because of his premature judgment, he missed the beauty of the artist's work. If we reflect, I think we can all think of times when we have judged someone only to find out later that we were wrong, that we were premature in our judgment. For example, there's money missing in the house, and we think, oh, so-and-so took the money, one of our employees, one of the workers, or someone that we don't trust. And then we discover, oh, we misplaced the money, and we find it again. And then we realize, oh, we were judging somebody without just reason. Or we sometimes judge people just on their appearances. You see someone sitting on the side of the street. It looks like he's lazy. It looks like he's a beggar. It looks like he's not doing anything to take care of himself. When in fact, he's been working since before sunrise and he hasn't even eaten yet. That's why he's resting on the curbside. Oh, we don't know that, but we make a quick judgment. Perhaps someone makes an appointment with you and then doesn't show up. Well, we immediately react, oh, that person is irresponsible, not telling the truth. And then we find out, oh, she was rushed to the hospital. And then we say, oh, I made a wrong judgment of that person. So it's very easy to judge people, and the problem is it's very easy to judge wrongly. Remember last Sunday, Jesus said, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Last Sunday's gospel. And today's gospel is a continuation of the lesson. The problem is that some people hear those words, do not judge and you will not be judged, as if they mean we should never judge at all. And that's not what Jesus means. We have to judge sometimes in order to guide, in order to correct, in order to discipline, in order to make prudent judgments. We don't want, for example, a blind man to drive for us. And we certainly don't want a spiritually blind person to guide us. So we have to make some judgments. Some people do steal. Some people are lazy. Some people are forgetful. Some people are untrustworthy. And we're right to be able to judge people when we have to. But we have to make correct judgments. Sometimes we have to correct people. In fact, parents, they are responsible to correct their children. That's not a judgment. That's fulfilling their responsibility. Well, just think, we're approaching an important national election. We have to make prudent judgments about the candidates. Otherwise, how will we know whom to vote for? Or think of the international scene, the tragic news of the war that has begun in Ukraine. World leaders have to judge, they have to make decisions about how to reestablish peace and justice. Okay, so today's readings give us some guidelines for judging And I'll just pick out a few of them. The first one is, correct your own vision first. Judge yourself first, you could say. Because we can be blind without even knowing it, or without realizing it. That's why Jesus starts this gospel by asking the question, can a blind person guide a blind person? And the answer is pretty obvious. No. A blind person can't guide a blind person. They both end up falling into a pit. Well, who are these blind people that he's talking about in the parable? Well, it's you and me. Or I should put it in better order. It's me and you. Me first. I'm the first blind person, or the first one who has to examine my own eyesight. If I don't, how can I guide you? And if you don't examine your eyesight, how can you guide anyone else? That's Jesus' principle. If we're blind, we may end up in a pit, physical pit. But the worst kind of pit is a spiritual pit. That's sin. So it's the terrible possibility we could lead others into sin because of our spiritual blindness. So we have to start with this awareness that we have something obstructing our vision. It might be just a speck, or it might be a wooden beam, Jesus says. Might be something so massive that we can't see at all. Now, we know in our physical sight how irritating it is to have even the slightest speck in our eye. What's worse is to have something that completely blocks our vision. And our spiritual eyes are not as sensitive as our physical eyes very often. So what's this beam? Very often it's just plain prejudice. We think we are better than the other person. I'm right, you're wrong, so therefore I judge you. I follow the right religion, you don't, so I judge you. I have the right kind of clothing, you don't, so I judge you. I'm the right age, you're not. I belong to the right group. Whatever, some arbitrary criteria. And since you're wrong, I can correct you. Well, that's not the only beam. Prejudice isn't the only beam. We also have greed, selfishness, pride, resentments. But the point is, we have to correct ourselves first. And this is one of the goals of Lent. Lent is a perfect time to make self-evaluation and self-correction. Okay, so that's one of the rules. Correct your own vision first. Here's another great rule that Jesus teaches in today's gospel. Judge a tree by its fruit. Nakikilala ang bawat punong kahoy sa pamamagitan ng kanyang bunga. Now, a tree usually is pretty obvious by its first appearance. You can, if you know trees, you can say that's a mango tree, or that's a langka, that's an atis. So it's easy to say what kind of tree it is, but it's not clear immediately whether the tree bears good fruit or not. I know mango trees that never bear any fruit at all. So it takes time to learn whether the tree is a good tree or not, not just first appearances. It takes time to learn the inner quality of something, in other words, especially a person. Jesus is telling us, yes, we have to judge a tree by its fruit, but just as it takes time to evaluate a tree, it takes time to evaluate a person. We have to listen, be patient, wait until we see the whole picture before we decide. Then, if we see bad fruit, we say, oh, there's something wrong with that tree. And if we find bad fruit, which we often do, well, what are we supposed to do? Not condemn the tree, but help it to improve. The solution to bad fruit is the power of God's mercy. His grace is more than enough to save us. Now, we can apply this judgment of trees and of fruit to ourselves and our own words. And this brings me to the third principle I want to isolate or highlight. The first principle is we correct ourselves first. The second principle is judge a tree by its fruit. Well, the third one is we should listen to our own words. This is, our words are the fruit of our hearts. What we say gives insight into what we think. And if we listen to ourselves, our words reveal what is in our hearts. Jesus sums it up this way: from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Very good principle to reflect on. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Kung ano ang bukang bibig, siyang laman ng dibdib. So what do we hear when we listen to ourselves? What, if we pause, if we examine ourselves a bit, what do we hear? Well, sometimes we have to admit we hear ugly words, or we hear ugly attitudes, boasting, gossiping, scorn of people, pride, self-righteousness, maybe trying to impress, lying, anger, ridicule, manipulation, self-pity, all kinds of things. That's some bad fruit there. And we don't see it only in others, we see it in ourselves. That's why, again, it's great that we're starting the season of Lent this week with the ashes. We start with the recall, or the acknowledgement that we are sinners, that we have come up with bad fruit. Now, to judge that we have bad fruit does not mean that we condemn. No. Self-judgment is not for condemnation. Self-evaluation is not for condemnation, but for repentance. Just like evaluating others or judging others is not for their condemnation, it's for compassion. So we start with repentance. We are sorry for what we have done. We express our desire to change, and we ask the Lord to help us. Well, just like that man I mentioned at the beginning who walked into the studio and missed the beauty of the artist's work, that visitor should not have made such a hasty judgment. He should have waited, should have asked a few questions, looked around with the eyes open, listened, and then he would have discovered the beauty of that artist's work. Well, each person we meet is like an artist creating his own life with God. So let us not judge hastily. Let us correct our own vision first. Let us judge a tree by its fruit. Let us listen to our own words. And then we can begin to see the beauty that God sees.